is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the watch of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, What Manner of Person Are You? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Tennessee Ernie Ford with Nearer My God to Thee, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
My God And the high priest said, is this true? Did you say this thing? What is it which these witnesses have against thee? But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. You see, that would be blasphemy. To say you're the Christ, the Son of God, that would be blasphemy, because God doesn't have a son, the Jews said. And that's when Jesus answered back. Jesus saith unto him, thou hast said. In other words, it's just as you have said. It's just as you have said. I am the Son of God. I am the Christ. Nevertheless, said Jesus, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Wow. That was a statement, wouldn't it? It's just as you said, I am the Son of God, and hereafter you're going to see me sitting on the right hand. I'm only on the right hand of God, and I'm going to come in the clouds of heaven. Well, what did the high priest have to say about that? Verse 65 says, the high priest rent his clothes. He tore his clothes. He was so angry. And he said, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? We don't need any more witnesses. This man has already spoken blasphemy. You've heard it, he said. What do you think about the conviction? What should we do to him? And they answered and said, he is guilty of death. He is guilty of death. They didn't pass the test, did they? They brought in false witnesses. They had paid Judas to deceive and betray him. And now they brought in false witnesses. And now because he told the truth, they said, no, you're a liar. You're a blasphemer. You deserve death. Then they spit in his face and buffeted him. That's beating back and forth. And others smote him with the palm of their hands. They said, prophesy unto us, thou Christ. Who is he that smote thee? Who's striking you? Who's hitting you in the face? And they laughed at him. Now, Peter had fled too with the other disciples. He was outside the palace, and a woman came up to him and said, weren't you with Jesus of Galilee? No, I don't know what you're talking about, he said. I know not what thou sayest. And then he went out into the porch, and another woman came up to him, another maid, and said to him, you were with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he denied it with an oath. So he must have cursed. I don't know that man. I don't know him. The second denial. And after a while, they that stood by said to Peter, surely you are one of them, for your speech betrays you. We know you're one of him. Your speech betrays you. We know what you are. You're one of the Jesus disciples. Then Peter began to curse and to swear. And he said, I know not the man. Began to curse at him. Don't tell me I know this man. I don't even know him. I'm not one of his. And immediately, the cock crowed. The third denial. He had denied Jesus three times before the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Then Judas, seeing that Jesus had been condemned to death by the Sanhedrin, and he was the one that betrayed Jesus, began to feel a little guilty about it, I guess. When he saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented. He repented himself, and he brought again the 30 pieces of silver he had been given to betray Jesus. He brought it to the chief priests and the elders. That's chapter 27 of Matthew. And he said, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. Ah, but it was too late. Jesus had said, woe to the man who betrays me. It would be better that he never be born. Oh, this man, Judas couldn't escape his destiny. He said, I want you to take back your money and let Jesus go. I guess is what he was saying. But the chief priest said, what is that to us? You've already done it. We don't care what you think. You see to that, that's your fault. That's your problem. If you've condemned an innocent man, that's your problem. They were saying, we're not guilty. We found him worthy of death, but we're not even guilty of it. But if you think you're guilty, that's your problem. They failed to pass the test. We see what manner of men they were, didn't we? But Judas also failed to pass the test. What happened to him? It says, and the chief priest took the silver pieces, but that he had cast down. And what happened to Jesus? And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Some people say to me, Judas is not in heaven. I really don't know. Maybe I'll save that for another sermon. I'm going to have to look up some places here and see that I'm right. It does say that he repented himself. He had repentance. He threw down the money, said, I don't want this money. I'm the cause of an innocent man being condemned. But they said, so what? We don't care. That's your problem. And he went and hanged himself. He didn't pass the test. Then they took him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. You see, he was the one that could put a person to death. And they wanted to get the politician involved too, the high priest. Yeah, we'll have a Pilate do it. Then the people can't blame us. It would be Pilate's fault. Now Pontius Pilate had a wife who told him when they brought Jesus in, said, be very careful what you do about this man Jesus. I had a dream that bothered me all night long about him. She had dreamed. She dreamed that something horrible would happen if her husband found him guilty. Be careful what you do about this man, Jesus. I had a dream that tormented me all night long. And Pontius Pilate began to think about it. See, he was a politician. Just like our politicians, he tried to escape. He tries to escape. He tries to make a decision that'll please everybody or no decision at all, and that'll be even better. So he said to Jesus, look how many things people are witnessing against you. They say that you claim to be king of the Jews. Are you king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. Whoa, what does that mean? Yes, I am king of the Jews. Oh, that must have really burned Pontius Pilate, the governor. You see, only the Roman Caesar could appoint the king of the Jews. Only he could make somebody a king. But here was Jesus saying, I'm king of the Jews. But the governor had an idea. You see, it was a feast day of the Jews, religious day. And the governor had to release unto them a prisoner. Whoever the people wanted to be released, he would release to them. So he figured out, well, my wife told me to be very careful, and this guy told me he is king of the Jews, but he's not king of the Jews. Look at him. There he is. He's been beat around. He's been spit upon. And here he is in chains before me. Doesn't look like any king to me. The poor guy, he's innocent, hadn't done a thing. I'll offer to let him go. So he goes out and says, well, I have a prisoner for you. In fact, I have two. I can release one for your religious feast day. I can only release one. Now, I've got Barabbas. He's a robber, and he's also guilty of sedition. He's a bad guy. He's a robber, and he's guilty of sedition. Why don't I let Jesus go? And the people cried out, no. Let Barabbas go and crucify Jesus. Crucify him, they cried out. Why, said the governor, what evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. Well, the politician had tried his best, hadn't he? When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, the people were getting upset, they were getting angry, there was a huge mob, and they were all crying out, crucify Jesus, give us Barabbas. He says, what am I to do with these Jews? Verse 24 says, he took water, and he washed his hands before the multitude, and he said, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Okay, you want Jesus to die on the cross? He's yours. It's your fault. You asked for him. I'm innocent. I'm washing my hands clean. Can you do that? Can you evade? If you see somebody being killed by somebody, would you go to his aid? If you see a woman being raped and tortured, would you at least call the police? Would you do something? Or would you just pass on by? I'm not guilty. I'm innocent. I don't want to get involved. Could he do that? I suggest to you, friends, he could not. He was guilty. He had the authority. He could have defied the people. He was a governor. Whoever he said died, died. He could have said, well, I'm sorry that you're upset about it, but I'm going to release this Jesus, and done it. But he said, I'm a politician. It may get back to Rome. It may get back that I've had a riot here, a tumult. I don't want, I want the Caesar to look at me as a person who keeps the peace and keeps everything in order, law and order. And you know, I want to keep my position. He may say, you're a weakling. You've let the people do these horrible things, and I may be replaced. I want to get ahead. I'm the governor now. Maybe someday I can be the vice regent or the vice consular, something in Rome. I better go ahead and, what does it matter anyway? I'll let Barabbas go and Jesus will be put to death. Sorry about that. It's sad, but I'm not at fault. But he was at fault. He did not pass the test. What manner of man was he? He was a weakling. He had proven that before when Jesus had told him that he was the truth. And he told him, or he asked of Jesus, what is the truth? He'd already proven he was a weakling. And now he's responsible for Jesus' death. You cannot escape your guilt, my friends. If you have somebody who says to you, John or Sally or Tom or Betty or Kimberly, do we have to believe in Jesus to be saved? And you think about it and you say, if I say yes, they'll think I'm a bigot. They'll think I only believe in Jesus. I think I'll tell them, whatever God you want to serve is okay. Whatever God you want to serve, that's what the Pope of Rome says. That's what Billy Graham even said. That's what I'll tell them. Well, what God do you confess and say, well, I believe in this God or that God or that God. Well, that's okay. As long as you sincerely believe in that God, you'll be saved. You can't evade your guilt. You're guilty of that person's blood. That person's blood is on your hands. You can't wash it out. Pontius Pilate did not pass the test. Now, let me say, I've neglected to tell you that Pontius Pilate was very clever. He tried something else before he pronounced the death of the sentence of Jesus. He sent Jesus over to see the king, Herod. You see, he did everything he could as a politician. He said, I think I'll send him. He's a Galilean. That comes under King Herod's authority. Yeah, he's a subject of the king, of King Herod. I'm going to send him over to Herod. Let's see if Herod will give him the death sentence. Then it'll be on Herod's fault. It won't be mine. So he sent him to Herod. And Herod was happy to see Jesus, thrilled, because he had wanted to see Jesus a long time, because he wanted to see the magical tricks. He wanted to see him perform some magic. He had heard about this Jesus, the magic tricks that he did. And he said to Jesus, come on, show me some of your tricks. Show me some of your things. And Jesus stood there, said nothing. And I'm sure that Herod pleaded with him and said, hey, listen, I can let you go or I can put you to death. Either one. I'm the king. You do what I say and I do those tricks. And Jesus did nothing. And Herod bundled him up and sent him back to Pilate. He said, I'm disgusted. This man, he can't even do any tricks. No, there's no magic here. The people are lying to me about him. There's nothing here. It's not worth my time. Send him back. Send him back and let Pilate take care of it. So he wasn't guilty, was he? He wasn't guilty of Jesus. It was Pilate. Or was it? No. He had the opportunity to release Jesus, but he didn't.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.